Castro no! Cuba sí! Castro no! Cuba sí! Castro no!
That's the sound of a small group of demonstrators shouting slogans outside the Cuban embassy in Prague on Thursday, demanding the release of political prisoners on the island. The protest, held on the third anniversary of the 2003 brutal crackdown on Cuban dissidents, was organized by the Czech NGO People in Need. Szymon Pánek is the head of the organization.
It happened 3 years ago on 18 March, and 75 people were imprisoned. Most of them are still in prison. And altogether, estimated number, it's at least 300 people which are, let's say, political prisoners. This is the part of the broader action which is happening in a few other countries of Europe as well. And today's demonstration outside of the Cuban embassy was to show the Cuban embassy that the issue is still alive in Czech.
On Friday, People in Need were due to erect a mock Cuban jail cell on Prague's Wenceslas Square. Leading personalities dressed in prison clothes will take it in turns to serve a symbolic jail sentence to raise awareness of the dissidents imprisoned in Cuba. But as Szymon Pánek says, People in Need support for Cuban dissidents is material as well as just symbolic.
People in Need, alongside with a dozen of other NGOs worldwide, providing through, let's say, confidential channels, support to the independent journalists, to the families of political prisoners, and to some opposition politics or activists in Cuba, which means supplies of tape recorders, cameras, laptops, cell phones, the things which in a normal country you can go and buy. You can't in Cuba.
And support is also extended to the families of the imprisoned dissidents who have to live in difficult circumstances while their loved ones are far away.
Families of political prisoners are getting a small cash support which is collected among the Czech population. It's roughly around $50 per month, which is for their economical troubles as well as for the medicaments or food supplies for imprisoned husbands, because mainly the men are in prison, and for the fees to travel once in 3 months to see them, because the regime is by purpose imprisoning the husbands to the farthest possible place in Cuba. So it means a very difficult economical problem for the lady with the kids, how to obtain enough money to travel 400 kilometers one way and back.
And that was Szymon Pánek from the Czech NGO People in Need. And for more on the organization's Cuba campaign, stay tuned to Radio Prague.